Hello and welcome to the show where we have a cozy game discussion every week. Marcus is unavailable to join me this week, but we have a special guest. Today we are joined by Nintendrew.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. We've been such big fans of what you do. And would you mind telling our listeners what you do on your YouTube channel?
Yeah, sure. It's really just an extension of my hobby of retro game collecting. I like to cover just the corners of weird Nintendo history that I find interesting myself. So we've got a few running series on some of the rarest games for each platform, or just like weird little subsets like DSi exclusive games and things like that. But I have a very a soft spot in my heart for the Nintendo 64 for sure.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because today we're going to be doing a Name That Tune specifically for Nintendo 64 games.
Yeah.
Now, am I correct in saying this is your favorite console of all time, or one of your favorite consoles?
I think at least on nostalgia's or for nostalgia's sake, yes, I would say so.
Objectively, I definitely,
yes, with my objective rose-tinted glasses for sure.
Fantastic. And also, you've collected every single U.S. release for the N64. Yep.
That's true, but that does not mean that I've played all of them, so that's not necessarily going to help me today.
Okay, that was my next question. I was like, okay, then in that case, you already know every single soundtrack.
No, I've got like a core set of games that I have played to death that I feel like I know inside and out. Like if I hear a song from that game, I feel like I'll be able to call it out. But there's a ton of sports games and racing games on the 64. Like there's a lot of soundtrack I have yet to hear, so it'll depend on how hard you've gone on me today. I don't know.
I will say I guarantee you will recognize every single track on here, or not every track, sorry. I guarantee you'll recognize every single title, like each one of these games I'm fairly certain you'll be familiar with.
Okay,
the question though is I didn't hold back on choosing some of the more obscure tracks from some of these games.
Okay.
But you also have a lifeline. At any time, you can ask for a hint in the form of a yes or no question.
Okay.
Which I'll be happy to answer if that helps you kind of
nail
down. But yeah, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this is track number one. Any ideas?
It feels like I don't know it immediately, but it feels like vaguely tropical, which lends me to think it might be in like the Pokemon Snap kind of area. It could be some like menu theme from something I haven't played. I'm not sure, but I'm gonna guess Pokemon Snap. I think
you are correct.
All right, let's go.
This is Pokemon Snap, and specifically this is the report, the Pokemon report.
That makes sense.
Cool. Well done. You're off to a great start.
All right.
Next up, here is number two.
Oh, this is tough because it could be like... Oh, wait. No, this is definitely either... I feel like this is either Ocarina of Time or Star Fox 64. This feels like, in that realm, it's like a brooding villain theme.
They both seem to have the similar like sound fonts, you know?
Yeah.
They use the same kind of instruments in both of those game soundtracks.
I feel like I've played Star Fox 64 enough that if it were from that game, I think I would know immediately. So I'm going to guess Ocarina of Time.
I'm afraid that is incorrect.
Oh, dang.
This is actually Majora's Mask.
Okay. That makes sense.
But I'm going to let you still get the point if you can guess where in the game this track takes place.
I mean, it almost sounds like a variant of like the Ganon's Tower theme, but I feel like it might not be intense enough to to be there. But I'm not sure. That'd be my best guess is Ganon's Tower, but I feel like that's a little too... A little too calm for that.
It's not super far off, but this is the Pirate's Fortress theme.
Okay, gotcha.
So, Like I said, yeah. I didn't hold
Majora's
back.
Majora's Mask,
so.
That's one that I genuinely have yet to play. Like, it's always intimidated
really?
Me.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll share something, too. I have started that game 3 or 4 times and have just not gotten very far. I always kind of got hung up, and I don't know, maybe I should try the 3DS remake, but some people say the 3DS remake isn't as good, so not really sure, but
yeah,
maybe someday.
I'm kind of in that same space, yeah.
No, that's fair. Here is number 3.
Okay, so like those melodic synth harmonies made me think like a racing title at first. Like I was leaning towards something like Wave Race, but now with the flute, it makes me think it might be more. I mean, it honestly could be one of any number of things, but I'm thinking like maybe Paperboy or Pilot Wings or something in that realm. But okay, I think I want to ask. Can I? How
yes.
often can I use the hint?
You can use one. You're granted one per track, so
okay,
feel
okay.
free to use that as much as possible, especially when you're on the fence. You can absolutely ask for a hint.
This might be too specific, but does the title start with a P?
It does, yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with Pilot Wings then.
That is correct.
All right.
Well done. That's wonderful. This is the hang glider theme, so well done.
It's very chill. Like I feel like I think of Pilot Wings as a little bit more frantic than this, but...
Sure, nice. Yeah. I quite like this. One of the benefits of assembling a name that tune for this is I get to listen to really rad music. So I quite like that one. All right. Here is number 4.
That's interesting. It's definitely like strong medieval vibes. So I'm leaning towards something like Gauntlet, which is another game I haven't played. So I'd just be guessing based on what I know of it. But I was thinking maybe Quest 64, but that seems a little bit too dark for that. I feel like it's a little bit more fantasy than medieval fantasy, I guess. But then again, it could just be like some weird like one-off song from like that. I feel like the sample rate, like the quality is a little bit lower, which I tend to associate with like the like crossover games like Spider-Man or Batman or something. But I honestly, I don't know what the soundtrack for Gauntlet sounds like, but I'll guess Gauntlet Legends on 64.
It is not Gauntlet Legends,
oh.
But I'm going to give you another shot with a
okay.
small hint. This game is rather famous, or should I say infamous, in the Nintendo 64 library.
Oh,
has quite a reputation, but not necessarily a good one.
Is this some like one-off track from Clay Fighter? Is this like a menu from Clay Fighter 63 and a third?
It's not Clay Fighter.
Okay.
This is Superman 64.
Okay. That makes sense.
You were so close though, because you started talking about Spider-Man
yeah.
and Batman.
Yeah, I should have gotten that when you said that it was notorious. That's would have been my second guess.
Well, that's all right. You have a chance to redeem yourself. I know you have played this one, so that is a preliminary hint I'll give.
Yeah, but when I was playing it, I was yelling over it. I wasn't listening to the soundtrack.
Well, I think you've played this one as well. So here is
okay.
number 5.
Man, it's one of those that's on the tip of my tongue. Like, it's super funky. I feel like I want to say like almost it's making me think of Iggy's Wrecking Balls, but I feel like Iggy's Wrecking Balls has a more crunchy kind of sound to it. Man, I'm really not sure. It also kind of gives me vibes of like a puzzle game. Like, I could see it working in like a Super Monkey Ball type game, but huh.
Another little hint I want to give you before you, you lock in a guess is this is not obscure at all. This is one of the top-selling games on the N64.
Okay. Shoot. All right. I want to ask you a yes or no question. I want to see. Was this published first party? Like, is this a Nintendo published title?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The only thing I can think of that might fit that I would have just no clue, because I feel like it's vaguely familiar, but I'm really not sure. I'm going to guess Mario Tennis, because I have very little time in Mario Tennis.
It is not Mario Tennis, I'm afraid. This is the How to Play video in Super Smash Brothers.
That makes sense. It's one of those that I guess I skip past every single time that it hasn't stuck in my head. That's so funny. That's like one of the least representative tracks from Super Smash Brothers, I feel like.
And that's why I chose it, because I really like to be mean.
No, that's awesome. Like, I honestly, like, I feel like half the reason to be here is to learn about the new track.
Yeah, think of it as this is an educational experience, you know? And you just got schooled. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Here is our next track. This is number 6.
Interesting.
And kind of a darker sounding palette.
Yeah, this makes me think of like Rareware's set of instruments that they would use in their tracks. So I'm thinking it sounds kind of GoldenEye-esque, but I feel like, again, if it were GoldenEye, I feel like that would stick out to me. I'm wondering if it might be a more like a song deeper into Perfect Dark. That's the way I'm leaning, is Perfect Dark, I think.
Is that your final answer?
I'm pretty sure it's a Rare title, but I'll just lock in Perfect Dark.
That is correct.
All right.
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. This was one of those games I was not allowed to play at my friend's house because it was rated M, but it's honestly not that not that dark of a... Well, I don't know. I guess I haven't played it because I never got the chance, but from what I can tell, it's a very tame rated M game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you nailed it. I'm really surprised. As soon as you said Rare, I'm like, oh boy. Yeah, he's going to get it right off. So, well done. All right.
Thank you.
We are almost halfway through.
All right.
This is number 7.
Okay, I think I have a question that's more meta about the quiz itself.
Sure.
Can there be repeats?
No, zero repeats.
Okay.
Yeah. These are all different games.
This is exactly the Legend of Zelda sound font, which made me think of Majora's Mask again, but I'm gonna go with Ocarina of Time again, just because we've used Majora's Mask.
No, it is not, but mention that those games have a similar sound font to another 64 title. Do you remember saying that?
Yes. Oh, what I said now. is this...
Think back.
There's no way this is a Star Fox song, is it?
This is Star Fox 64.
Really? Where is this played?
This is... Well, you would have never heard it because this is the Game Over tune, and I'm sure you're so good that you've never even seen that screen.
No, I have absolutely seen that screen, but it's probably been at least a couple decades. That's amazing. Like, I thought I knew that soundtrack in and out. That's crazy.
Well done. That's my favorite N64 game. I haven't played
same.
A super ton, a bunch of them, but I know that is my absolute favorite. I just think it's so fun.
Well, I often get people that will ask me like what my favorite game like period is, and I always struggle with that because I can take that two different ways. Like one is like what is my favorite game as far as like for what it is, but then also like I also interpret that as like the deserted island question, like what's the one game you would take with you, like if you could only play one game ever. And that game for sure for me is Star Fox 64, just because I feel like just as close to a perfect arcade game as you can get.
It's so replayable. Absolutely. Here is number 8.
right, so that's a Kirkhope track if I've ever heard one. The question is it Kazooie or Tooie? And I think this is the intro from the first game, so I want to say Banjo-Kazooie.
It is not Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh,
and it is not Banjo-Tooie either.
Wait, no, it's Donkey Kong 64.
That is correct.
Right? Okay,
yes.
Okay. The Dark Horse, I missed it.
I love how you identified it as Kirkhope right away. He has a very distinct style.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a Name That Tune, like a mini Name That Tune for Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope. And I feel like Kirkhope's tracks are super, there's three composers in that game, but like his are so identifiable.
Yeah.
Because he has just this playfulness, this, I don't know what to call it, this noodliness with the instruments.
It's like whimsical. So, yeah,
yeah, that's a really good way of describing it.
Yeah. I got to see him play with the David Wise 5 at a Game On Expo in Phoenix last month, and it was awesome. It was really cool.
That's amazing.
I bought a Japanese copy of Donkey Kong 64 while I was there, and I got him to sign it. Because I wanted to bring something home.
So are you trying to collect all of the Japanese releases as well?
No, I haven't gone down that hill yet. But I'm still like very slowly trying to put together my complete in-box North American set.
Gotcha. That's cool. Well, we are over the hill, as it were.
All right.
And are in the back half. This is number 9. Guesses.
I'm thinking this is probably one I haven't played, but I think it's conjuring images of like cavemen or dinosaurs for some reason to me. Not like Turok, but like more of like a cartoony, not quite in the like Daffy Duck or Rugrats realm, but something in that sort of direction. I really genuinely think I doubt I've played this one. So that makes me think maybe like could be some track from like Space Station Silicon Valley. I know that's one that I've been meaning to play. I could see this being like a DMA Design song, maybe. I think Body Harvest is a little bit more ambient or not quite as cartoony. I don't know. That's tough.
Would you like to use a hint?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm convinced it's a third party game, but could you? Oh, yeah, actually, that's something I could ask. Was the game developed by DMA Design?
Remind me what DMA Design is.
They eventually became Rockstar North. It was Space Station Silicon Valley and.
Okay. I will say, I'll go a step further. This is not third party.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
There are very, very few third parties on this list.
Interesting. Okay. I don't think it's a Mario Party. This feels a little bit too funky. yeah, that's tough. I guess I'm just going to throw out Diddy Kong Racing because I feel like that's one that I've also not played a ton. But not sure about this one. Don't feel confident.
It's not Diddy Kong. This is Paper Mario 64.
Really?
Yeah, or Paper where's Mario.
Where's that track used?
Well, you mentioned it calls to mind like dinosaurs, and that's where this is the Jade Jungle where you meet all the Yoshis.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm shocked that that's, man, I need to replay that game. Honestly, it's such a classic, and it's been too long.
It holds up. I'm very excited for the Thousand Year Door remake. Although I like Super 2. Don't worry, Super is great as well. Fantastic title. And listen, even when you're wrong, you're right, because everything you said ended up being true.
Hey, that's just that's credit to the developers that they're the composers that they're able to sell.
Absolutely.
That feeling, especially with the 64's limitations. Like, I'm curious to see if you've got F-Zero X on this list, because that's one game where the soundtrack sounds like it should not function on the 64.
Really? See, this isn't just a chance for me to torment you. This is a chance for you to flex your knowledge about the Nintendo 64. I love what I'm learning here. So here we go with number 10. very curious what your thought process is right now.
Yeah, it feels, again, like vaguely in the Rareware, like Grant Kirkhope space, but it's not like, I don't know, it's also kind of weirdly progressive in a way I don't expect from them.
Hmm.
See, this is another one, if we hadn't already gone through Paper Mario, I feel like I could have seen this as being some kind of a...
Sure, yeah.
Right. You know, during some one-off conversation with a quirky character, you know? Okay, this is a scattershot, but... Does the game start with a letter later than M in the alphabet?
This is in the first half of the alphabet.
Okay. Shoot.
And I'll say it is not Grant Kirkhope. So you're okay. Correct in saying, even though there's some similarities, it is not a Kirkhope title.
It makes me wonder if it might have been like a different composer on a Rareware title, like some menu in Diddy Kong Racing again, or something like that. I don't think it's Banjo. Yeah, I'll go with Diddy Kong Racing.
It is not Diddy Kong Racing.
Shoot.
This is one of the titles I believe you featured on your most expensive Nintendo 64 titles.
Okay.
Does that narrow it down for you?
Let me think. Like, I mean, there's a lot of weird tracks in Worms Armageddon, but I feel like that one is another one that has really low quality sample sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is more like somebody took care to make, it could be a sculptor's cut, like track, or 63 to third. I guess, yeah, that's probably the closest guess that I could go for out of that list.
And that is correct. Yes, this All right. is Clay Fighter Sculptor's Cut. The most obscure title on this list by far, because I had never heard of it before. But really unique, really interesting release there.
Yeah, that makes sense now, like in retrospect, just like that really kind of wacky, incoherent in a way.
Sure, yeah.
Sort of progression.
Kind of matches the tone of the game.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, we only have a few tracks left. So here is number 11.
All right, I feel like I'm pretty confident about this one at the beginning because of the specific sound effects that they used for some of those instruments in the background. It sounds like classic Kirby sound effects, so I'm guessing it'd be Crystal Shards.
Correct.
All right.
For the bonus point, do you have a guess as to where in the game that might appear?
It sounded like it was during some sort of a... like some sort of scripted event or cutscene, so I could imagine it might be the attract screen, like before the title screen, maybe.
It is. I don't know actually if this is before the title screen, but this is the cutscene with Adeline. Yeah, no, yeah, you nailed it. Well done. Okay.
All right.
Here is the next one.
If this is what I think it is, I'm imagining it will kick in like right here. Okay, so it didn't do what I expected. But I was thinking at first that this was from, well, no, you said there's not many third parties. I'm thinking of Duke Nukem 3D. Now, my mind would also go to, like, oh, shoot, there's a lot that this could be, especially if we are looking at third parties. Like, there's a lot of the wrestling games that I feel like had a kind of like grungy rock soundtrack like this. Like, I could see this being like WCW versus NWO Revenge or something like that. As far as like, I can't imagine any first party Nintendo titles using that kind of soundtrack. So my best guess, I guess, is it in the realm of a wrestling title?
I would say no. I would say okay. It is not in the realm of wrestling, and it is a first-party title.
Wow, okay. Interesting. Yeah, anything I can think of, like, that I could imagine this working in, like, any of the Mortal Kombat games, like, wouldn't fit? Huh. I feel like this is, in that case, it's got to be something subversive. You've probably dug really deep in this title, I'm guessing. Maybe, okay, I'm going to throw out Excitebike 64.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh,
no. It is not Excitebike. This is F-Zero X.
Really? Okay, yeah. I should have followed my own advice. It sounds like it's like too high quality for the 64. Like those samples are just
Well,
impeccable.
That's what I was listening for since you mentioned that earlier. And yeah, I can see what you mean. Like that electric guitar sounds quite clean for us.
Yeah, like if you just hear that track on its own, like you'd never know that it was running on the 64.
I am being a little mean here because this is the car select screen. This is not like one of the courses.
Okay.
Which
gotcha.
I think the courses would be a lot more identifiable.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Interesting. No, that's pretty like grungy for a, an FGO game even.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
Cool. All right. Three tracks left. This is number 13.
I like that kind of, that fart horn that they started with there in the back. this one's tough. It's like the composing, the actual composition makes me think of Koji Kondo. Like it sounds like it could be something like an alternate track for like the beach level in Mario Kart 64. But obviously it's not that. But it's like it feels like that kind of vibe. Like we've got strong electric piano instrumentation there. We've got like steel drums.
You're really on the right track here. You're very, very close. Shoot. With everything you're saying.
Can you confirm for me, is it within the Mario franchise?
Technically, yes, I think.
Okay. Now that helps.
It's kind of a tricky answer, but I think yes.
Is this one the Diddy Kong Racing track?
It is.
All right.
You know, if you just guess Diddy Kong Racing for every track, eventually you'll land on it.
That's the strat, yep.
And this is a beach racing level, like you said. This is the Pirate Lagoon. And the reason I struggled to say whether this is Mario or not, because, I know the Donkey Kong is a part of the Mario movie, but Conker is also in this game, so it's kind of a rare title, sort of.
It depends on your definitions and sensibilities, but
yeah.
Honestly, that probably helped me out more that you weren't sure how to answer.
Yeah, that's true. Yes or no? Yes. Gave it away. Well done. All right, here is number 14.
Okay, so that's from Mario 64, and I think it's the one when you get the last star after beating Bowser in the Fire Sea, I want to say.
You are correct.
All right. So that's one of the handful that I feel like I know in and out.
there's no sneaking past you, Mario 64 track. Very good. Okay, we're on our final track.
Okay.
Here we are. Best of luck. Just so you know, this is a loop, and it's going to continue doing this exact same thing for a while. So.
It's very frantic, and yes. I feel like that leading marimba synth is right out of Rareware's playbook again. It feels like some sort of maybe a mini game, and we already used Donkey Kong 64. I don't think either of my banjo guesses were correct. Is it correct for me to say it's a Rareware title?
It is not a Rareware title.
Okay, that helps. Almost dug myself in a hole. Okay, let's see. Shoot.
I can see where you're coming from, though. This definitely feels like a banjo track.
Yeah, that marimba feels very iconic. But I don't think I've ever heard this. The only thing I can think of is maybe if it was... No, it doesn't sound like anything in the Mario Party sound font, I don't think.
I'm trying to think of a hint I could give you. This is for a very specific... This is for a very specific character in a game that is just chock full of characters.
Okay. Well, we already took care of the Smash Bros. How to play theme. And I I mean, obviously my mind goes to Smash Brothers, but then there's also, you know, any of the kart racers. And you're right, have there been any third parties on this list, or is it all first party?
Is Perfect Dark, I mean, that's third party, right? Clay Fighter is,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Superman. But I think those were the only ones. And this is a first party title.
Okay. Because I was thinking like maybe something from like was that Mickey Speedway, like one of those.
Oh yeah. Right.
Okay. It does feel very like physical, cartoony. I could again see this working in like any number of little moments in like Paper Mario. That it's specifically for a character though. I feel like I should know this.
Throw out a guess.
I'm just gonna toss out Waluigi's Taco Stand.
It is not Waluigi's Taco Stand. Such a beloved character. But no, this is actually Pokemon Stadium.
Oh, okay.
On the N64. And this is a very specific Pokemon's theme when it does a specific move. Any idea if you wanted to throw out a guess as to what Pokemon that might be?
I mean, maybe like Mr. Mime or something. I don't know.
It is. I mean, if Mr. Mime counts as like a joke or a meme character, then I would say you're in the ballpark. Because this is the Magikarp Splash theme.
Okay.
When Magikarp uses Splash, which is
a useless move. Yeah. You have definitely delved into the annals of history.
I did not emerge unscathed, but yes, it was very fun to track down that track. But you did exceptionally well. Thank you so much for joining me today. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great time. I appreciate it, man. It's I don't know. I feel like the 64 in general just has like such an interesting set of soundtracks where it's very cool to see how different developers approached that hardware with different sensibilities and tried to like that you can pick out like a Rareware kind of sound font or a first party, you know, Mario or Zelda sound font.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Oh yeah, it was such a transitional time for Nintendo, and I think the soundtracks were also very, very much you know, a transition, especially, you know, some of those tracks we heard, like I think Perfect Dark, but also F-Zero X had some voice samples in them. And I know there are some NES and SNES games that have little voice clips, but they're so crunched up and compressed.
Yeah. No, I feel like half of the F-Zero X cartridge has got to be the music. Makes me want to go back and listen to that soundtrack again.
Yeah, you know, the one console that I've collected for is the Nintendo DS. Nowhere near any kind of like complete collection, mostly just games that I think are interesting. And I feel the same way about that I do the Nintendo 64. There's some games where like, how did they get this soundtrack on here? Like The World Ends With You. I don't know if you've heard that one, but there's like so many vocals, so much layers in the mix.
Nice.
It's really impressive, but yeah, definitely can see that with the 64 as well.
So. Oh, dude, the Hotel Dusk soundtrack on DS is one of my all-time favorite game soundtracks for sure.
100%. Well, where can people find you?
Oh, just around the internet. You know, if you go to youtube.com/Nintendrew, there's a bunch of things that I did. I'm also on the remains of Twitter if you want to try to get my attention over there. That's
that desolate wasteland.
Yeah, in the back alleys. But yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And I, to our listeners, I absolutely endorse checking out Nintendrew's content. There is so much fun stuff on there. And also check out his indie title, Carl. We reviewed it on the show and it was a lot of fun. It's on Steam and Nintendo Switch. Links will be in the description. And yeah, this was such a pleasure. So until next time, I'm Jared.
I'm Drew.
And we'll level with you then.
Bye.